homecoming this weekend in Ames?
Homecoming? Is it homecoming? I don't know, but we had this jersey up to signify that we got back on the right track. We beat Iowa. I wore my uniform all week last week. Bill allowed me to do that. And it worked last week, so we're going to keep this up for this week also. So.
Is it retired yet?
Nah. Iowa State was too cheap when I was there to retire. So they got a whole new organization in there now. So they got throwback uniforms, all this stuff. The best I got was a game ball. So, hey, I don't know.
Comcast come to your house yet?
Oh, yeah. They said the day after. I told them Comcast sucked. I looked up, I had cable the next day. So the power of the media, it works. The power of the media works. Next.
How do you look at this game? I mean, obviously you're coming off of a lot of emotion this past Sunday night. Is it hard week to week to carry that emotion?
I don't think it's hard for us because we understand that, it's a week-to-week grind, day-to-day. Like I said previous to this and what a lot of my other teammates commented on, you know, this is only, well, it was only week two. This is only week three, you know. We have 17 weeks to go with a bye week in there, but it's a marathon, you know. So you can't have the emotional highs and lows because there might be some low points, there are going to be some high points, whatever. You have to have an even keel the whole way through so that when it is time to get to those last couple games, you know, making that run to try to get into the playoffs and so on, and therefore that's when you want to kind of start raising your emotions. It's like, you know what, this is all, we got to give it all, this and that. Not saying that we're not giving it all, but keeping our emotions at a steady pace right now.
The Buffalo offense has struggled the first two games. Is that kind of like one of those dangerous things that you don't want to let them get on track?
Yeah, the potential. Those guys, as far as I'm concerned, have the potential to be, you know, one of the better teams in the NFL. You know, obviously, starting off, they haven't shown it with their record. But, you know, you look on film, man, and it's just a couple plays that are either putting them in the game or taking them out the game. They have an explosive offense, a great defense, and, you know, I think they're going to be ready to explode anytime soon. I just hope it's not against us.
Is there a motivational tactic that you use from week to week to keep that intensity high? You know, something specific that you personally do getting ready for the game on Sunday?
No, I just try not to get too serious. Understand that this is what I love to do and that it's fun. You know, one thing that I've really emphasized personally is to have fun out there. Last year kind of turned into a grind where I was kind of playing through injuries and, you know, oh, I got to go to work again. I got to put up with this. I got to do that. And at the end of the year, as we kind of came back to the way I like to play in things, it began to get fun again, you know. So that's the one thing I said, that no matter what this year, it was going to be fun for us. I like to call the DBs back there, we call ourselves the fun group. You know, we're the youngest guys out there. We're running around joking, but we get our job done, you know. So the main thing that I'm excited about this year and to keep our focus and drive going is that we like to have fun out there.
Has it been fun so far?
It's been great, yeah.
What do you think of the job Sanders has done filling in?
I think he's done a great job. You know, I think he's one of those guys that, you know, when he gets his opportunity, his preparation is shown. You know, obviously in the NFL, it is a small window of chance. And it's when preparation meets opportunity. He's done all the preparing he needs over these past years, and every opportunity that he's got to show what he has in the starting defense, he's made better of it. So, you know, I think he's doing a great job, and I hope he continues on.
Is he one of the more prepared guys on the team?
I think so. As far as like just his knowledge of the game at such a young age, for both of us actually, you know, how we converse, how he kind of talks to me about things, how he has a calmness on the field and is able to, you know, kind of be the field general out there for us, where, you know, he's directing the traffic, getting everybody lined up all in a matter of seconds.
Any particular challenge that Lee Evans poses for you guys in the secondary this week?
Great receiver as far as the deep threat, the deep ball goes. Losman can get the ball to him quickly. He has a great feet, just a great athlete. You know, when he gets the balls in his hands, he's very dangerous. As a vertical receiver, you know, he has the potential to have that big play where, you know, they can just dink route you all day, and then all of a sudden he just goes over the top with them. So he just has the potential to be all over the field. You have to cover him all the time.
Ellis, when you watch Wesson go against the practice, what do you see in Wesson? What makes him tough?
His consistency as far as how hard he works, you know, where every route is consistently the same speed, consistently the same tempo, you know, at the same high pace of energy, where you don't know if he's blocking, you don't know if he's running a route, you don't know if he's just trying to run you off, and then his ability to stop and go. You know, football is not a inline, just a straight path. You know, everybody gets all hyped up over these 40s and things like that. But you're really your ability to stop and go and be able to change directions. And that's what he really excels at. You know, so it gives us a good look at what we need to see day in and day out. So then when we go against other receivers, we're well prepared for those type of things.
Have you ever looked at him and said, who lost their little boy at practice?
No, because I'm kind of in the same. I'm just black. He's white, you know, so. You know, we both lost, so I don't look at it like that, man. Football is a game of people who love the game, who know how to play and make plays. You know, sometimes the size is overrated. Obviously, your bigger guys in the front end, you know, you need those type of guys, this and that. But as far as skill position goes, you know, I'll take a medium to smaller guy any day over, you know, the guy that looks good on paper. But can't make a play.
How tough was he to prepare for when you had a play against him? Was he one of the tougher guys?
Yeah, he was very tough to prepare for because you knew what type of game it was going to be. It was going to be kind of in your face all day. You know, you could never let up on a play because he's gonna give it his all. So you got to give it your all. Even on the plays where you knew you could kind of take a break, he's not taking a break as far as blocking you downfield, this and that. So he was very hard to prepare for.
I was talking this morning about Tiger Woods changing his swing twice, even though he might be the greatest professional athlete we've ever seen. What do you do on a daily basis, maybe to strive for perfection, whether it be technique, or what are you looking to do on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis to get better?
Always trying to stay self-critical. Stay self-critical about yourself because, you know, and right now is a perfect example of where everybody really wants to pat you on the back, you know, tell you how great of a job you're doing. But you look up, you know, if we go 0-6 from here on out, you know, people just be looking at you crazy, you know, as far as, you know, spitting on you, whatever, talking down on you. But you always want to be self-critical because as much success as you have to continue to pay attention to the weaknesses within the success because there are weaknesses. I don't care, you're human. You know, I think what he's saying about Tiger Woods is that no matter how great he's getting, he's always looking for something to strive to get better in. And I think that's what we're all looking for because perfection is impossible to obtain, but at the same time, you want to strive to obtain it. And I think at the end of the day, you want to sit back and be able to say, you know what? I left it all out there, and I tried to find everything possible I could to get better.
Tell us, Mike Vrabel made a point of saying that one thing the defense isn't happy with is the being 0-4 in the red zone.
Yeah.
I mean, is that something you're...
Oh, yeah, most definitely, because, you know, last year coming off, we were one of the best red zone teams in the league. As far as getting down there and just saying no, you know, it's either three or nothing. Where this year we've given up four of them, and you know, you're starting. We don't want a trend to start, and right now we have the opportunity to catch that early. And Bill has made that known to us. We know that ourselves, and that's one thing we're going to try to focus on. But we do need to tighten up in the red zone because it's going to be a big, crucial part of our defense.
Guys are a fun group. How much fun has it been to be out there with DeSante? He's gotten up to speed pretty quick.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's just fun being out there with all of us. Like I said, you know, obviously the situation previous, you know, it was a thing that we didn't want to comment on and that we were just kind of waiting out. But when he got back, it's kind of like he just jumped into to the swing of things. I mean, like I said, he already knows what's going on. It just took some time to get back going again, and now everybody's happy. Not necessarily take many more chances, but understanding that what they're going to try to do and anticipate that and use that to your advantage. As whereas you know they're going to try to put the ball in the air more, try to keep the clock, save the clock, or, you know, try to move the ball downfield quickly. So when your chance and stuff comes, know that it's coming and then just make your opportunities off that. Yeah, it's kind of making a team one-dimensional where you know that's coming. And like I said, now that you don't have to worry about, well, what about this or what about – you know this thing is coming. Just be ready for it when it comes. So when the pin the ears back mentality, that's what he means by that.
You guys get your first look at Marshawn Lynch on Sunday. Do you have any first impressions of him so far from the tape from what he's played so far?
Great young running back. A guy that has the potential and is showing that he can be one of the better running backs in the NFL right now as far as his ability to get outside, inside, hitting the hole. You know, that's a big issue with a lot of running backs these days where they don't like to hit the hole that much. And then catching the ball in the open field, making guys miss. He really has all the qualities that you are looking for in a back and then in a young back. I think, like, he just keeps going. He's going to be a great running back. Like I said, I just don't want him to be great on Sunday.
Wait, so, and you say that, and in the division it seems like there's a good crop of young running backs, even one of them here. You know, what do you think of that group of halfbacks in the division here?
I think as far as the division goes, you know, with the running backs, just high quality. You know, I think this is just a high quality division anyways, where a lot, and even in the conference, the AFC conference, you know, where a lot of guys are just showing you, you know, what they have as far as skills go, this and that, you know, where you're seeing a lot more versatile backs that can catch the ball out the backfield, that can run it upfield, that can get to make the big play. Once they break, they're not getting caught, you know. So, you know, you're seeing just pure athletes out there, you know, making plays and having fun at it.
You still watching replays of that kickoff return?
No. That's over with, dude. It's week one.
Yeah, but how many times did you watch that?
Maybe I watched it in the film room when we got here. And then I just watched the game copy when I finally got my cable up, and then I was done with it. And after that, man, because I can't linger on that right now. I wait for the off season to watch it.
What about if you get down? You think you might watch that to pick yourself up?
No. Nah, I that's not the way I function. If I get down, then we're trying to find – I keep looking at those mistakes and seeing what I need to do to correct them. But that's just one aspect of the game. We had success with it. Let's move on. How can I look at that and I fumbled last week? You know, that's just kind of silly. I don't want to linger on something good. Like I said, I always look at the weaknesses. I should have held onto that ball last week. So we got to work on that.
You've talked about humility, and I mean, is that one of those things where you break a record one week, the next week you come back and fumble? Is it easy to be humble when things like that happen?
Yeah, but in that situation, it wasn't like I was kind of boasting or anything. So, like I said, it just happened, and it was one of those things where I said, you know what, we need to just tighten up, you know. Osgood, like I said, I'm not taking nothing away from Osgood. He made a great play, you know, but it is one of those things. I guess you can say that with the humility and everything. Like, that's how life is. You know, one day you're up, the next day you're down. You know, just be thankful for it all.
I guess the question is, if you're not humble, this league will make you humble.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, it'll make you humble.